So, Michael, this is the first show now that you've been sort of here for.
Yep.
You noticed a bit of a different build-up during the week?
Oh, it's a little bit of... it's been a slow build-up, you know, in terms of just everyone debriefing, I guess, what happens last week, but it quickly kicks into gear. And I think both sides get straight after their games and they can't help but, you know, shift their minds forward pretty quickly. So in one way we had a great win against the Hawks and we savoured that for a moment. But, you know, as a group of players, I know where their mindset was pretty much shortly after the game.
Michael, Robbie Gray.
Yeah.
Where's he at?
We'll probably know a bit more today, but just speaking into the rooms just before, he's pretty confident, so it's still a bit wait and see. He's got to get through his training, and obviously it happened sort of probably about midweek last week, so you know, we've still got to wait and see what actually happens, but we anticipate that he'll come out and train and train all right, and hopefully he gets up.
How much time do you give him when you make if you get through today? Make a late call on him?
Oh, I think you can make a pretty educated decision pretty fast. But, you know, I think the strength of the group last week was that, you know, when we come into the game and we didn't have Ollie last week and we had Robbie went out of the side, and if anything, it was validation for the group that, you know, it takes all of us, you know, we're all going to jump in and get our hands dirty. It doesn't rely on one individual to try and help us win that area of the ground and also win the game. So clearly he's a very important player to us and very valued player, so we certainly take him if he's available, but we also got to go in with a mindset that he isn't going to be the difference for us. So we've got to make sure we get the job done as a group.
So have you tried to bring that to the group, the more it's a whole concept midfield as opposed to individuals? Is that something you tried to bring in?
Oh, I think everyone's trying to do that. You know, games of footy aren't one on just, you know, the individual brilliance. So I think it probably you have moments of that throughout a game, and that's the cream on top. But it can't do the job for you. And, you know, I think that as a collective group, we know we've got some genuine character and talent within that midfield, but it's not about, you know, while the external influences might talk about, you know, individual players within that group. I think we've seen the likes of Aaron Young come in and do quite well over a couple of weeks. He's got plenty of exposure through the midfield, and we hope he continues to grow. And we want to give more exposure to guys like that.
Yeah. What is Gray's actual injury, and how is it sort of hampering?
Oh, he's just had tightness in his calf, so nothing major from what I can tell. But these things can play out. You either get out of them pretty quickly, or they tend to linger for a little while. So we've just got to be conscious of that. But you know, we'll wait and see, and it's very react on what he can actually do rather than necessarily you know, anything else.
And what about Pollock's foot as well? Hinkley said just managing that through the season.
Still managing it, so it's just it'll be one of those ones I think that we might be managing for a little bit, but he's right to go. Early in the week he sits on the crutches, and but that's just part of you know, making sure that he stays off it, and pretty conscious to make sure that they recover pretty well. So yeah, we've obviously got to be very careful in the early part of the week, but yeah, he'll play for sure.
You guys have managed to snag a couple of wins in a row now. If you can get a third, is there any sort of sense that it can sort of springboard you into the next little phase of the season?
No, not really. I mean, you know, I sat in the media last year for 12 months, and you get the draw out and you look at the teams that are coming up, and you know, most people that analyse the game will say, oh, that looks like a tough run, but you know, as players and as coaches, we just don't live in that space. We've got a job to do this week, and that's all we're focused on. And you know, whatever that ends up doing to your season, we all look back in hindsight and say that, oh, that was the turning point. You know, that was the big win that was needed. But you know, we don't have that hindsight right now. All we have is we're living in the moment, and we've got to get the job done.
So you really just can't afford to look ahead at all.
Nah, not at all. You know, to do so, I think, is in some ways disrespecting the competition. Every week, there's a team that prepares very well. And, you know, take the Crows, for example. You know, all of a sudden they lose. You know, last week we were up against it. All of a sudden, one week against the Hawks, somehow it's, you know, that's turned. And with the Crows not getting the result they are thereafter, somehow they're not in form. And we just know that that's just not the case. It's just not true. And again, if you do so, you'll be, you know, you'll disrespect the competition and you'll get your right whack. So we know what the Crows will bring. They'll bring incredible pressure and intensity. They've talked about that all, you know, all season about what they've talked about. You know, their ground balls. They've talked about their defence. So you know, when we know what they're going to bring, it's now us to be able to absorb that and work through that.
So you rate them very highly.
Very highly. Yeah, they're a very capable football team.
Pilex Ford, what's actually wrong with it?
You'd be asking the wrong person to give a proper diagnosis on that. So I'm told it's tight, sore. That's as much as I know.
Sure.
But it doesn't for that, as far as we're concerned, that's, you go over the white line, you fit.
Yeah, and white's in the same, it's just the way it is.
White? Yeah, oh, I don't think he's got any issues. I mean, everyone gets into the season and there's niggles. Yeah. You know, there's things that, you know, throughout the season that come up. In 1 week you'll feel good, another week you won't. We want to manage players. It's, you know, and White sort of sits in that category where he was a bit sore last week. He's overcome that, trained today, I'd imagine, and he's right to go.
You spoke about your midfield. Is Aaron Young better than, he hasn't played a lot of foot, he's been in and out of a few years. Is he better than people imagine, because he hasn't had the opportunity, because he's looked great in the past couple of weeks?
Yeah, he has. Look, it's been great to see. I mean, that's what we want. Any side, we talked about the individuals before, but, you know, you need a group coming through, and you've got to have depth. And I don't mean depth as in one comes in. I mean, you've got to have a broad group of players that can go through midfield. And the thing with Youngie, he had a little bit of a, I guess, a shoulder issue at the start of pre-season. So he spent a fair bit of time playing wing, half forward, probably not necessarily in spots he would play because he's been inside on baller. But I think it's actually helped his development through pre-season. And now he's getting more time there, but he can also be very capable on the outside. And I think he's a really smart decision maker, and he's got his chance. And with every opportunity, you've got to take a hold of it. And, you know, so far he's done that and done it pretty well. So the more exposure we can give him, the better.
And Chad Wingard, obviously one of those guys you're talking about, maybe more midfield exposure, went in at the start last week and set you alight. Will he see more midfield time as the season goes on, or how will that pan out?
Oh, I don't think that's any secret. Again, I'll go back to that we want to expand that group. I mean, we're talking about centre square bounce, having 10 to 12 players through the centre square bounce. So that's where most teams' mindsets are, and that's to be able to sustain the intensity around the football that everyone demands. And to be able to get up and back like everyone demands, like this game will demand, you need to be able to get a number of players through the middle of the ground. So we'll be no different. Chad will play through there at different times. You know, horses for courses. Westy might go in there from time to time. But, you know, we've probably last week got our combination of our rucks back. So that was exciting to have Paddy Ryder and Matthew Lobie be able to handle that. So we know we'll get stronger when Lobes can get some more match hardness under his belt, and certainly you know, he's fit enough and he's competitive enough, so you never have to worry about that too much. It'll be just more the games he plays, so the better that combination will become.
Long term, do you see Chad's sort of future in predominantly as a midfielder or a forward?
Oh, well, I hope a bit of both, because he can do both. You know, he certainly can find the footy. We know how creative he is, but he can also forward and kick goals. I think it's, you know, the same with Robbie. You know, when you've got a guy that can work their way through, you know, inside 50, if you've got a couple of players like that, you've got midfielders that can actually go forward and kick goals, they're important to your team. So, yeah, but also, more importantly, it gives an avenue for us to be able to put more players through the centre square bounce. So if we can, we certainly want to be able to do that. But as I said before, it's not necessarily been every week thing. But we're certainly very keen to be able to make sure that group gets bigger and stronger and with more depth.
How big has Jasper Cadeau been for you lately as well? He's really starting to get some form off
that. Yeah, the meter man. Yeah, he's certainly playing really good football. You know, he's been important to us at the same time. So, look, if there's anything that I've certainly seen about the showdowns, it's fast. You know, it's going to be intense and it'll be fast and very frantic probably early. So the guys that can settle and the guys that can sort of help you move the ball fast, they become pretty important.
How do you cope with his sort of high-risk, high-reward style playing in the coaching
class? No, I'm okay. I'm okay. So, no, he's going well. So we've just got to make sure that we can replicate that in form. And if anything, we've had four tough games. Everyone sort of looked at that start of the season, looked at how the draw was and how it unfolded. But in some ways, it actually gave us perfect preparation for games like this.
Last week we saw the Dogs look to exploit the Crows down back. They probably had a few problems with that third tall in terms of injuries and that sort of thing. Is that an area that you reckon you can get an advantage?
Oh, no, not necessarily one place. You know, we've still, I think, you know, Phil's talked about his want to win the grand ball and, you know, that important stat that he holds. And You know, for us, it's probably no different. It's about winning a contest, and if we can do that and give our forwards enough looks, then we're confident enough we can kick a good enough score, regardless.
How excited are you for the showdown? Obviously, to experience the whole Adelaide Oval situation on that day.
Oh, I think the first couple of parts have been exciting to see. You know, that round one and then Anzac Day. I thought the club just did. Were just fantastic in its presentation of all that and what it meant, the bigger scale, and then the fact that we, played well at the start was great. So, you know, I guess this is just another one, isn't it? I'm looking forward to it. Should be a great atmosphere, and it's obviously not our home game, so we don't get the traditional start that we normally do, so it'll be a little bit different. But you can certainly feel the build-up of the city, and clear there's a clear line of you walk on that side of the street and I'll walk on this side of the street. And my kids are reminding me to make sure that they win this one. So clearly it must mean something.
just back on the media man, just quickly.
Last couple.
The way that he gets talked up, you know, players sort of saying that their hearts in their mouth, and it's as if he can't kick footy, but he's actually got some pretty silky skills. He seems to have improved a lot over the summer in that regard. How have you sort of seen his development?
Well, I've only had a short amount of time with him. Clearly, you know, this is my first time with him, and I've heard those sorts of things. I can go on, and from what I've seen, and he adds great value to our footy team, and a lot of people have said that, I know. But I must admit, from what I've seen so far, he's he takes the game on at the right times, and we want that, actively encourage that. And everyone sort of talks about defences now and just how good they are. So you've got to have players who can penetrate lines. So at times that means you've got to take a risk. We all want to take and calculate a risk, but we also know that there's some players that just go a little bit further than that to make the play happen. So, and sometimes you've got to do that to make the play happen, and he's one of those players.
From your experience playing career, are they big game players? Are they the ones that often stand up?
It's not the only thing. Clearly it's an important thing because... What can generally happen with big games is that you've got the pressure. So who can absorb that but still be able to play the game that they want to? And at times that means you've got to go and do something to make that play happen. So when you've got, we actively encourage our players to be able to make sure that that while that's all coming and while the opposition's coming at you, we've still got to be able to generate our style. We've still got to take a risk from time to time. So we understand and appreciate that's not always going to come off, but it's amazing how much confidence that can give other players when one player just decides to do something. And that's, in Jasper's instance, that might be able to take on that, first tackler or go for that kick that he needs to. For others, it's about winning the contested ball and putting your head over it or going back with the flight of the ball. Whatever the manner is, whatever that act is, that gets your style going, we're looking for that. So Jasper's not isolated in this instance.
Is that the bravery that last one here can talk about?
Yep, absolutely. I think that early days there's been almost finals-like atmosphere with the games that we've been playing. So, again, I say that, driving the car to get better at it, you've got to drive the car. So for us, having been able to be in finals-like atmosphere playing in front of massive crowds prepares you for those moments. So the more exposure you get at it, the better you become at it. So we hope with the exposure we've had in the first month certainly helps us in this game and also helps us beyond, because we know that's going to be, that's the environment that's going to be this weekend. We're looking forward to it.
Sure. Can I just quickly ask as well, a bloke you had a bit to do with last year, Johan Wagner, how's he?
Yeah. He's going all right, Yowie. The last couple of weeks have been pretty quiet. He's got a few things he's got to try and round out his game. But the one thing he does, he always attacks it with his, with vigour and passion, and has a crack. So, he's probably got to touch the footy a little bit more at the moment. But he's sort of really concentrating on some of those defensive actions that we need from him to round him out. Cheers.
Thanks, Mike. All right. Thanks, cheers.